Here are some things to consider when we go to a church worship.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A veteran worship leader gives this advice to churchgoers. If a musician falters, remember, the Holy Spirit purifies all worship before it reaches God the Father. If the music does not satisfy you, it may satisfy others. If the sermon seems boring, it's still the best news we'll ever hear. If a worship service fails to give you an emotional high, it could give you an idea to chew on or a task to perform. Worship should give us glimpses of God, His majesty, love, wisdom, and power. We respond to God by confessing our sins, adoring His majesty, giving our offering, and submitting ourselves to obey and serve Him. The author of Psalm 15 asks a critical question of those who anticipate worshiping. Who may worship in your sanctuary, Lord? God answers, those who lead blameless lives and do what is right, speaking the truth from sincere hearts. Those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of their friends. Those who despise flagrant sinners and honor the faithful followers of the Lord and keep their promises even when it hurts. Of course, no one is perfect when they worship God. That's why the Bible urges us to examine our hearts, confess our sins, and claim God's forgiveness based on the death of His Son, Jesus. When we do this, we worship with clean hearts.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.